What's up, everyone? It's Vincent Moreland of the Vincent Moreland Show. I was in the middle of saying Vincent and Moreland at the same time, the Borland. The Vincent Moreland Show, more land, more sports. I think it's just going to be me tonight or today. Happy NFL Sunday, guys. We are in week 7 of the NFL. I just want to discuss a couple of things. More so about my team, the Baltimore Ravens in particular, that's like really setting me off. And what makes me mad is that we can't hold a lead. And, you know what the Ravens remind me of? They remind me of, like, a young lady that I'm talking to. Not, like, right now or, like, anybody in particular, but just in general. Like, the Ravens remind me of talking to a girl. You know, she's ready to make that move. You know, and maybe this isn't really a good analogy to make because I can be a little hypocritical in this. But, you know, it reminds me of a girl, you know, think you're ready to date. You think you're ready to get into a relationship. You get let on and then, boom, like, she's gone, you know. That's what the Ravens remind me of. A girl that gets you excited, or a guy. In a girl's case, or even a guy's case, whatever your sexuality is. Basically, what I'm trying to say is, you get a lead, you blow it. Like, you get the Ravens fans excited, just for them to end up in disappointment. Every freaking game they play, like, it is always close. Like, you know, if we win, I think the only game that wasn't really close this year was week 1 against the Jets. And I'll be honest, I'm glad we played them week 1 because they're looking good right now. You know, all those rookies that they have, all those star rookies played their very first game. And they all have improved since their first game. Sauce Gardner, living up to his college height. Garrett Wilson, who did pretty well when Joe Flacco was playing. But just like all the other receivers, he's fallen off since Zach Wilson came back. And we'll get into that too. And then Breece Hall was just looking like a freaking monster, man. I'll tell you what, I don't know why the hell Michael Carter was the starter week 1, but I'm so glad he's not the starter anymore. Breece Hall is way better than Michael Carter. And that's not to take anything away from Michael Carter, but it is clear that Breece Hall is the best running back on that team. But yeah, Ravens, I don't understand, like, what the problem is. I don't know why every team seems to be able to make a second half adjustment. But you guys, like, you guys are the brand new Baltimore Falcons. You guys have had a double-digit lead every game. We officially have the worst record after 6 games when having a double-digit lead in every game in the first 6 games. Like, you've had a 21-point lead, and you blew it. You've had a 17-point lead, you blew it and lost. And then you have a 10-point lead in the fourth quarter with 6 minutes to go, and you lose that too. Like, I just don't get it. And, like, now, some of those games, you know, you can blame on the defense. Some of them you can blame on the offense. And then, you know, I guess, you know, in those games, you can blame it on both sides of the ball. Obviously, for the Miami game, you can blame it on the defense. Against the Bills, you can blame it on both sides. And against the Giants, you can blame it on the offense. That's just bad. Lamar had a very bad play. And something about him that I and, like, a lot of people always question is his decision-making in crunch time. And not even just in crunch time, just in general, because he seems to, like, force a lot of stuff sometimes. Like, that, you know, that bad snap that he took. And instead of throwing it away and, you know, having your defense, he's been playing pretty well all day, you know, go out there to make some plays. You end up giving it to the other team who winds up with the ball inside, you know, your own 20. So that ain't good. I just don't seem to understand, like, what's wrong with this team and holding leads. I don't understand why this team does so well in the beginning of a game, or of a season, I should say, and just can't, like, get the job done when it's needed the most. Like, I'll take this back to 2019. When you start off 14-2, you're hot. Like, you're the hottest team in the league. You're coming off 12 games in a row. And then the first game you play in the playoffs, you lose to a 6th seed. Now, granted, that 6th seed did go to the AFC Championship, but still, come on. And then last year, you start out 8-3. You have the best record in the AFC, you know, after 11 weeks. 8-3. You finished the season 8-9. And I get Lamar didn't play. But, you know, all those games that we lost, except for the Bengals game, was by one possession. Steelers game was close. You know, Browns game, you know, Rams game was close. Packers game was close. And now it's, instead of, you know, blowing division leads at the middle of the season, we're blowing just games right now. Like, I'm telling you right now, I am still not completely convinced in the New York Giants, bro. I do not think they're that good. I mean, we'll see what happens when they play against Jacksonville tomorrow, but or today, but, like, I don't understand, like, how you lose that team. That is not a team that you should be losing to. I get they're 5-1, but they're just not good to me. That was a very winnable game. That's a game you should have won. That's a game that you just simply gave away to the other team. The Bills, I'll give Josh Allen, you know, and the defense credit, you know, for their resiliency being down early. Miami, there's no excuse for that. I know they have Jalen Waddle and Tyreek Hill, but I don't know if they're touching 40 points again this season, even with Tua playing or not. That's just a damn shame. You let them get 28 in one quarter. That's just not good, boss. But yeah, I don't understand what the hell is wrong with this team. But hopefully they get it together soon. You play against Cleveland today. You're going against Jacoby Brissett. You know, your number one, you know, problem this day probably isn't Nick Chubb. Maybe it's Amari Cooper, in a sense of we've had some success with Chubb in the past, but we've also had some really bad games against Chubb. You know, I've been there when he had the 3-touchdown game against us. But, you know, if you know the personnel, you know that, you know, maybe you can stack the box a little bit and let your corners do what they're paid to do, and that's guard guys and shut them down. You know, Amari Cooper, Donovan Peoples-Jones, David Bell, you know, whoever else is on that team. You got to be able to take advantage that you're not playing against Deshaun Watson the first time around. Because when he comes back, you know, the second time around, that game's in Cleveland, and I don't think they're going to win that game. I don't care if Lamar's playing or not. Like, I think Deshaun's going to beat us when we play them the second time around. But, yeah, as a Ravens fan, it's very disappointing to see what this team has become. But I think it's still too early to press the panic button. And I still think this team can turn it around and start winning games from start to finish, wire to wire, and, like, not have to worry about blowing leads and whatnot. But I think the first 6 games have been very humbling, and I think this is a good humbling experience to have to start out the season. And, you know, this reminds me that it's a marathon, not a sprint. We won the Super Bowl with a 9-7 record, you know. You know, we were so lucky that the division was that bad that year, you know, where we only had to win 9 games. You know, to win the division. It took a 4th-and-29. If we don't convert that 4th-and-29 and win that game, you know, our season's over, you know. But don't mind me, guys. It's like 1 o'clock in the morning. I just wanted to get this podcast done beforehand. But, yeah, that's pretty much what I had to say about the Ravens. Moving on to you know, like, national news. Not national news, but, like, you know, Christian McCaffrey got traded to the 49ers. You know, it's kind of crazy that he's on another team. I would have never thought. I never thought he'd be on another team, like, this soon. But, you know, he's on the San Francisco 49ers now. He is expected to play. I don't know how much of an impact he'll make, but let me say this about that trade. I really don't think that was a trade that the San Francisco 49ers needed to make. And reason being, every running back that they've had the last couple of years has done really well. And I'm starting to feel like that San Francisco is just really good, has a really good system for running backs. Mostert looked like one of the best running backs coming out. Last year, he did so well before, you know, he got injured in the second week of the season. He looked like the fantasy steal of the year for me. My goodness. You know, Jeff Wilson Jr. has done well in his place. Elijah Mitchell, who came up last year, did really well. The only person in recent memory who probably hasn't really done that well that was expected to do well was Trey Sermon, who was already cut after a season with them. That's very sad. And then Jamichael Hasty, you know, he's had success when he was there. Now he's in Jacksonville as the third string running back. But yeah, Jeff Wilson was doing fine. The acquisition of Christian McCaffrey does make this team better. Don't get me wrong here, but I feel like there might be other needs in a position that was more important than running back. But now you have an extra playmaker on offense. You don't have to rely on Debo to run as much either. As you know, you have McCaffrey, who's probably known as one of the, if not the best, pass catching back in the game. You know, that can be a good debate between him and Austin Eckler. But you know, this will be really interesting to see. It's gonna be nice to see Christian McCaffrey finally compete, you know, for a championship and whatnot, as I think the 49ers will make the playoffs. I'm not so sure if they'll win their division, but you know, with the acquisition of McCaffrey, it's certainly going to help. Was it worth trading those four picks in 2023? The second, third, fourth, and fifth? I mean, we'll see. If the 49ers win the Super Bowl, then why not? But, you know, as you can see, the 49ers are willing to take a chance, and, you know, they're all in to win this year. You know, you got Debo, you got George Kittle, you got a top five tight end. You got arguably a top 10 receiver, and you got a top five running back, arguably as well. You have a really good defense who's top five this year, with one of the best pass rushing group of guys, you know, with Nick Bosa and all them. So it'll be very interesting to see how the 49ers do, you know, with the acquisition of McCaffrey and where they're going to be at the end of the year with him. And then somebody else that I'll get into, you know, Robbie Anderson, who got traded, who kind of got kicked out of his own game by his coach after arguing with a positions coach. The name does not ring a bell right now, but basically, you know, Robbie Anderson kind of got his way out of there. I forgot what the trade involved, but I think it involved like late round picks, and he got traded to the Arizona Cardinals. So now you have him, DeAndre Hopkins, Marquise Brown, and Zach Ertz on the same team. That's a pretty good offensive core, but with Marquise Brown's injury, which could potentially be a season-ending injury, we're not so sure yet. I think he'll only be out for maybe 6 or 7 games, but still a decent amount of time. You know, Robbie Anderson will be able to take his place and, you know, try to show the world, like, how good of a receiver he can be. You know, I think Robbie is just the guy that's kind of known as just, like, a deep threat in this league. So, you know, we'll see what happens. But now with Hopkins back, you know, a lot of attention will be on him. And, you know, Zach Ertz, you know, I think Zach Ertz leads the team in catches right now. Either him or Hollywood. Probably Hollywood before he got hurt. Either way, Zach has been a pivotal part of the offense. You know, he's a top five tight end this year statistically. So, very happy to see that he's kind of back to his old Eagle self. And, you know, nice to see Zach, you know, doing his thing out there. But, yeah, I think the Cardinals, you know, I think this is one of those trades where it's not really going to matter much because it's like late round picks. And this is a team that I have like no faith in at all. Just looking at how Kyler acts and how Cliff Kingsbury is, those two do not get along at all. You know, there was already a problem with Kyler in the offseason. With that clause that was in his contract that got removed, that received a whole bunch of national attention and criticism. But yeah, that kind of, you know, that's just bad, man. That had to leak out like that. But yeah, pretty decent week. I'll tell you what, you know what I'm disappointed in? I'm disappointed that J.K. Dobbins is on IR again. Excuse me. He's on IR again, and now he's going to be out for a minimum of 4 games. He'll probably be out for 6-7 games. But Gus Edwards does come back this week. Kenyon Drake is coming off a really good game against the Giants. He's averaging between 9 and 10 yards a carry. So You know, very good performance by him. Very, very much needed performance from him to give us a little confidence in him after he had a slow start to the season, where he did not really look good on a stat sheet at all. But yeah, good for Kenyon Drake. That was a really good bounce back game and whatnot. And yeah, so that's just you know, my week seven notes, more so involving the Ravens and you know, a couple of trades that were made this week that involved the Carolina Panthers. In my next segment, I will make predictions for week seven's games. Welcome back to the Vince
Got
Mullen
my
Show.
Heartbeat racing.
God damn it, Carlin. Welcome back to Vince Mullen. We'll have more sports. How you doing, Carlin?
Yeah, I'm doing. Wait, can you talk again real quick?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Nah, I can't really hear you that well. Can you talk again real quick?
Welcome to the Vince Mullen Show.
Hey, Vincent, what's going on?
Nothing much. How's your night going?
It's going all right. I just finished placing my bets real quick.
Okay. What you got going on tomorrow? What's your locks?
Player-wise or just in anything?
Whatever you want to name, man.
I got Jamar going over 79. And I'm playing against them, so I might as well, you know, benefit from it one way or the other. Mm-hmm. And then I got Fournette over 27.5 receiving yards because all Brady wants to do is dump it off to his RBs. And then I got Schultz over 28.5 receiving yards because Cooper Rush didn't throw in the ball. And whenever Schultz came into the game, he would just leave. And, you know, I remember Dak and Dalton Schultz usually got that connection, so I feel like he can easily get over 28 yards. And I got Hill over 80 yards, who I'm also playing, and they're on the same team, Hill and Jamar. So I'm getting something.
All right, I like it. You know, Carlin, that song goes like this: na 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 na. You know what I'm talking about?
I wish I did. Can you think of who sings it?
No, I can't.
Where'd you hear it at? That might help.
Like at the bar or at the club, you know.
I don't know. Oh, I think was it a guy singing it?
Yeah.
Was it Future?
And he's kind of like a high, but it might be Future.
Did he go way for you?
No, I don't know.
All right. Man. I'll let you know when I remember.
Yeah. Well, Carmen, on my previous segment, I had discussed the two trades that Carolina has made, and I discussed the Ravens and their disastrous performance of the season. What are your takes on the trades that Carolina has made this week?
I think it's good on Carolina's part. They're trying to start fresh, rebuild. McCaffrey, he's really good, very talented. Can run, catch the ball. So far, so good injury-wise this year, but that does probably linger in the back of their minds as they probably want to, you know, get out of his contract and spend that money elsewhere because they need a lot of things to, you know, that know Robbie Anderson, so they got to find some more receiving pieces. It's looking like they don't have a franchise quarterback, so, you know, good thing on their part. I think it was, honestly, I don't think it was a good trade on San Francisco's part. I mean, like, what do you need McCaffrey for? You already have a good system where you could just plug almost any running back you want in there, and they're going to do good.
I mean, I shit you not, bro. You got to listen to this when I posted, because I literally said the exact same thing that you said. Carlin.
Oh, shit. Oh, my bad. Can you hear me?
Yeah. I lost.
Yeah, what were you saying?
I was saying, I literally said the same exact thing you said about how the 49ers did not need McCaffrey and that they already have a good running back system where everybody that goes out there does really well.
Yeah, I don't understand that one. It's like they just want to throw their future away. Like, you already got Trey Lance hurt for the rest of the season. You spent a whole bunch of first rounds on that. And then you just sacrificed, two second rounds and a third round or something?
For what? McCaffrey?
Yeah, a second round, third, and a fourth?
I think a second, third, fourth, and fifth.
Yeah, like, that's ridiculous. Especially just for a running back.
And you're going to have to extend Nick Bosa soon. So, have fun with that.
I don't know what they're thinking.
Yeah.
I mean, Jeff literally, prior to last week, ran for over 100 yards and a touchdown.
Yeah, I don't understand. I think they had more positions that could have used a little bit more help than running back.
Yeah, but for sure. Like, get some. I guess maybe looking at it from a, like, he can be a good receiver too perspective, but I don't know.
Yeah. Well, now the 49ers have two gadget players in McCaffrey and Debo. So.
Yeah.
Well, so, right,
are you starting him this weekend?
I don't have either. Yeah, I'm starting McCaffrey.
Oh, okay.
In one of my BS leagues, but yeah. I'm just gonna get right into it. Carlin's getting late.
Right, I'm surprised you're not partying.
Bro, I don't go out anymore.
I didn't go out.
Well, when I go to New Orleans, but. There's not anything to do around it.
I'm slowly
like fading out of that life, huh?
I was just saying, you probably already just been there, done that everywhere already here.
Yeah, I just, you know, it just gets tiring, and like DC is just too far. Baltimore is just, I see the same people all the time. When I go out, I like seeing like different people, and the women I meet in Maryland are. You know, I'll save this for another time.
And you're saving money.
Yeah. Anyway, Browns play the Ravens. Ravens are 6.5-point favorites. I think they'll win the game. As far as covering the spread, I'm not too sure. I did put down the Browns as a 14.5 underdog.
Wow.
Yeah. But I think the Ravens will win this game. No J.K. Dobbins for a few weeks, but Gus Edwards comes back. As I alluded to earlier, Deshaun Watson's not playing, so I'm not really scared of Jacoby Brissett, even though he did play in a game last year in which he won, but he got injured and Tua came in. But yeah, give me the Ravens on this one. I think the final score will be 27-17.
Give me the Ravens. I think they need, you know, a win that they can feel really confident on as they keep on choking these second half leads, because that's how they've lost every single one of their games, if I'm not mistaken. So if they can just build a strong lead and stay, you know, have a strong grip on it this time, they can definitely do away the Browns, because all the Browns have is a good running game they can't pass. Worth a stake. So as long as you get, you know, Chubb neutralized as much as you can, and Hunt and force Jacoby to throw the ball, you know, Lamar Andrews, a couple TDs, hand the ball off to Drake, Lamar scamper a little bit like shrimp, and boom, you got that win. So give me the Ravens 23-16.
Yeah, I meant to ask, did you have Arizona winning? I did.
Yeah, I did. I had the winner just because the Saints still are missing so many people on offense.
Yeah, they missed Landry. They missed Michael Thomas.
Jameis.
Jameis, the quarterback. I mean, Dalton did okay. I mean, the two picks that just did help.
Yeah.
Hey, Rashid Shaheed can be like a DraftKings guy. Like a DraftKings, like, cheap guy, you know.
Yeah.
Guy gets the ball one time a game, but it's a freaking touchdown. Like,
yeah.
I think he's touched the ball twice, and he's had a touchdown each time.
Yeah, them Saints, they just keep finding those good gadget guys.
Yeah, like Deontay Hardy, you know.
Yeah.
All right, Falcons play the Bengals. The Falcons are the only team that have covered the spread every game that they've played this year. But I think that ends today. Give me the Bengals on this one. Both teams are 3-3. Falcons coming off a really impressive win against the 49ers this past weekend.
Fluke.
Vegas won that result. The Bengals are, you know, they're okay. They're not anything special this year, if we're being honest. But give me them to win this game. I'm going with them. The Falcons don't have a good defense. We'll go 30 to 23. I think Falcons will hang in there.
I took the over too on one of my parlays. Did you take the over?
I altered the over to something. Oh, the
35.5.
Like 38, 39.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think the Bengals will take care of business at home against the Falcons, who somehow, some way, with that bad defense and a mediocre quarterback, keep hanging in there. I don't know what it is. But, yeah, the Bengals, they haven't looked like Super Bowl contenders like they were last year. Been pretty inconsistent, even though they have one of the most potent offenses in the league. They just don't show it consistently week in and week out like they should. But they had an impressive win last week against the Saints with the Burrow to Jamar dagger. Maybe they can get things going again this week. And T. Higgins looks like he's going to be healthy this week because he's always on and off the injury report, but he finally got in a full week of practice, so he's good to go. And give me the Bengals 27-23.
Oh, so you got the Falcons covering the spread again.
Yeah.
Okay. Lions play the Cowboys. Dak is back. Thank goodness. They're 6.5-point favorites. I think they'll cover that. But it can be really close. Cowboys on this one. We'll go. Lions defense is bad. We'll go 34-21. No. We'll go 34 to 20. The Lions can freaking score. If Swift and Amarad play, it'll make it interesting. No, we'll go 34-24. That's what I'll go with.
Alright. Yeah, I think give me the Dallas this game. I don't think it's going to be too high scoring just because the Lions are missing so many people. Swift already got ruled out. Chark's on IR. Reynolds is kind of banged up, so you're looking at only pretty much Hockenson and Amon-Ra for your offense. And the Lions offense put up 0 points last week in Dallas's defense. I don't think it's going to make it any easier on them. This is going to be Dak's first game back in a little bit, so I looked for them to kind of like chew the clock and run the ball a little bit. So I don't think it's going to be throwing it all over the lot, even though the Lions do have some of the worst defense in the league. But give me Dallas 24-13.
Okay. Colts play the Titans this week. Titans, these two teams just played each other recently, if I'm not
Pittman.
Mistaken. Yeah, I took Pittman's over. I did Titans will win this game by a very narrow margin. Yeah, Jonathan's coming back this week for the Colts, so that'll be interesting. Deion Jackson looked pretty good last week. I loved his touchdown where he lowered his shoulder into the defender. That was great. Great call by Andrew Catalan as well. Give me the Titans on this one. I'm gonna go 27-24.
Wow, I took the over too, and it was a low over under.
Yeah, their over under was like 39.5, I think.
I got it at 41. Yeah.
I'm thinking to myself, you don't think both of these teams can score 21?
Yeah.
Like, is there anything about these defenses that stand out to you?
Nah, they probably got PTSD from that Broncos Thursday night game.
Yeah, but I mean, look what they did against Jacksonville.
Yeah, I don't know where that came from. But yeah, give me the actually give me the Colts in this one, just because the Titans were able to get the win against them last time they played. So I think it's probably, you know, gonna be the Colts' turn to get themselves a win against a divisional opponent. And like Benson pointed out, Jonathan Taylor's coming back. I think he and Henry both can have strong rushing performances, but I think that Indianapolis's passing offense will be better than Tennessee's, because Tennessee doesn't have anybody to throw it to, really, unless you count Robert Woods. That's about it. Whereas, you know, the Colts, so you got Pittman and that rookie Paris Campbell. You just don't know which tight end is going to perform every week. It's always somebody new. So, yeah, give me the Colts in this one, 26-20.
Give my man Alec Pierce some love, bro.
Yeah, he cool. I know you picked him up.
Give my man some love.
Yeah, he cool. I mean, love. he know Thielen or Cooper Kupp, but he cool.
Nah, give my man some love. Packers play the Commanders. Let me just tell you right now, the Packers are like,
they suck.
They're bad, man. Like, I hate watching them play.
They suck.
I think they'll beat the Commanders and cover the spread. If you can't beat the Commanders by 5, you got issues, man.
I wouldn't even mess with that game. I wanted to so bad, but I couldn't bring myself to do it.
No, I couldn't take the Packers spread. I'm sorry. I don't have any faith in them at all, man. They suck. I hate watching them play. You know, there's a certain teams in the league that you just can't stand to watch them. Like, if they're on a national stage, you'd rather watch something else. Yeah. Like they're so boring, man. But I think the Packers will win this game. I think it can be game. But we'll see. I'll go Packers. I'll go 24-17 here.
La ba da 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 da. Yeah, give me Green Bay in this game. Wentz isn't playing. You got Hunt. Oh, what the? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you still hear me?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, can you hear me?
I'm here.
Yeah, give me Green Bay in this game. Heineke is gonna be at starting a quarterback this week. No Wentz. The good rookie receiver Dotson, he suffered a little setback with his hamstring, so he's gonna be out again. They don't have a running game, so give me Green Bay.
Whoa. Brian Robinson is back.
I don't care if he's back, front, to the side, whatever he is. Ain't sorry, but they still don't got a good running game yet. I mean, he's a cool guy and all, but
you know, give my boy some love. He scored his first NFL touchdown last.
Made a miraculous recovery getting shot, but give him some time, and he's going to be up there, but not yet. It's not going to be enough to beat Green Bay. So give me Green Bay, 21-10.
I bet you Brian Robinson's the leading rusher tomorrow.
Like, but between both teams?
Yep.
I bet you it's going to be A. Jones.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's do it. Let's put $2 on it right now.
I ain't putting money on that shit.
Oh, man.
Yeah. This is a game where I might fall asleep if I watched it.
The Bears in New England?
No. Well, we're going to get to that, but the Buccaneers and the Panthers.
No, Tampa's not beating them by 2 touchdowns.
Well, I'm not saying they'll definitely cover the spread, but like, I just, that's a game that I only have interest because I have a player going over, and that's Chris Godwin.
Yeah, and I got Fournette in fantasy.
Yeah, I got Fournette in fantasy too, and Brady.
Ew.
I the hate Panthers, Brady. They stink, man. They are the dumpster fire that I have never seen in real life.
Free your boy DJ.
Yeah, put him on the Ravens.
Yeah, Keyshawn didn't know Vincent met DJ once, but go ahead.
I did not.
Oh.
Anyway. I've never even seen him play.
Dang.
Yeah, I don't go to Maryland football games.
Oh.
But DJ Moore, he will be playing in Baltimore this year, though, as the Panthers come to town in Week 11. I signed up for a bowling tournament that day, and you know I don't like missing NFL Sundays, but I'll be missing Week 11 probably.
Are you going to make it to the Ravens, Tampa, to watch on TV?
Got bowling.
I thought they'll probably skip it.
I'm not skipping a bowling match to watch a damn football game.
Fine.
No. Unless I was actually going to that game, but no, I'm not missing that. The Ravens haven't impressed me at all. And then the Buccaneers, they don't look like their normal selves. They don't look like that team that can win a Super Bowl this year.
Yeah, they don't.
But give me the Buccaneers. Enough chit-chat about these teams. We're not going to get cute here. We're just going to just get it done over with. Buccaneers 30, Panthers 10.
Wow. Yeah, I don't believe in Tampa's offense right now for them to score 30, but I do think they will win this game. But so give me Tampa 23-6.
Okay. Giants play the Jaguars. Jaguars are 3-point favorites. People are riding the Giants right now.
23-9.
I feel like that can be a trap game for them. But I heard it. I heard that.
But go ahead.
Or he said 23-6 at first.
Right? Yeah, I changed it. Yeah, I'm changing. I'm going to go 23-10 Tampa. Yeah, that's okay. What I'll do.
All right, Giants, Jaguars, Giants. I think they'll win this game.
Underdogs.
I'll go 23. I'll go 23-20. Jaguars will make it closer than, even though they're favorites, people aren't expecting them to win. This might be the favorited team that has the most money going against them this weekend. Give me the Giants on this one in a close game.
Yeah, man. I mean, at this point, I guess I just got to give it up to the Giants this year. I guess they legitimately are a good team. I mean, they're just too well coached and they have a good defense.
I'm still not ready to admit they're a good team.
I mean, I just got to now. I mean, they beat Green Bay and the Ravens. I mean, I'm not the biggest fans of those two teams, but I can respect them a little bit more than the teams they were beating before, like the Bears and stuff. So
absolutely.
So I think that the Giants definitely much improved this year due to coaching and having Barkley back. He's been a big spark for that offense, being the second leading rusher in the league behind Chubb. And you got that rookie Wandale Robinson, Vincent's boy, who was raving about him coming into the season. And he's looking like he's...
Carwin, I lost you. I lost you, Carwin. Can you try to get back into it? Carwin.
Oh, dang it. Vincent. So give me the Giants to pull off a win this week against the Jags, 21-18.
All right. The Jets play the Broncos this week. Russell Wilson's not.
Ew.
But the Jets are still 1.5-point favorite. I meant to talk about this earlier. Elijah Moore, he's already bitching.
Unacceptable.
I get it. Look, you're a receiver. Your stats
not even an all pro. Not a, like, shut your mouth right now.
Not even a pro bowler.
Yeah.
I won't be that aggressive about him, but I think with Elijah Moore, two things. One, you're in your second year, buddy. I think look, you still have two more years at least on that contract. You were a second round pick. You know, I get it. Your numbers are gonna determine like how much money you make in your second contract. Look, if you do decent your first 2 years but do really well your last 2 years, it's a what have you done for me lately league. Like, look at Deebo Samuel. What did he do the year before last year?
Look at Kirk.
Yeah. Look at what those guys did in their like third and fourth season and not like, you know, they're first and second, you know. Not everybody's going to have a Jamar-type season in their rookie year, you know.
Yeah.
look, like Deebo Samuel, he was okay coming into last season, but he wasn't all that. You know, Cooper Kupp, he wasn't doing all that great his first couple years in the league. So Elijah Moore's already given up on his quarterback, and he hasn't even been with the Jets for a year and a half. So I think Moore is just costing himself more opportunities. You see what I did there?
Yeah. Because you're going to look at other teams that have thought about wanting him. They're going to be like, this guy's not a team player. We don't want him.
Yeah, and he's going to tweet, I love my teammates. No, you don't. You're trying to leave. You don't love him that much.
Yeah, he's trying to repair damage.
And it just goes to show that wide receivers in general care about their stats more than they care about winning. Like Christian Kirk didn't sign a big contract with the Jags thinking he's going to win a Super Bowl. He's just getting his bread, and I'm not gonna knock a guy for getting his bread.
Yeah, it's like we know that you guys are like that, but just don't make it so obvious and put it out there for us to like say something about it and confirm it. Like we know it. No, everybody knows it, but you have to be humble about it. And put on your best attitude, and harness those emotions, and just do what you can.
Yeah, I'll be honest. I'm not surprised that Elijah Moore is acting this way. He seems like an okay guy, but, you know.
He watched him in college.
As soon as Zach Wilson came back, then the passing numbers dropped for that team. You know, they had Flacco, who was getting 300 yards a game, to Zach Wilson. He's not even averaging 225, you know.
Yeah,
so it's kind of been like a 49ers type of deal where you play great defense and like you're having a great running game right now at Breece Hall, you know, and like Elijah Moore and Garrett Wilson, he doesn't even get involved anymore like he was the first 3 weeks.
Yeah, if anyone has anything to say, it should be him because he was doing the best.
Yeah, seriously. So I don't understand what Elijah Moore's problem is, but. I think Elijah Moore is probably in a situation where he'd rather be on a Lions type of team getting Amara stats, but losing all the time. You know, it's just weird to me. Like, you're not even complete. You're not even finished with your second year yet. You know, Josh Allen didn't have a really good year until Stephon Diggs came into the mix, and that's also with another year of development. You know. So I just don't get it. And then my other thing is, I don't know why Ravens fans want him. We barely pass the ball as it is. So if you got someone that's bitching on a team that passes a little bit more and gets their wide receivers more involved than we do, and a team that actually invests in wide receivers, Corey Davis, Elijah Moore, Garrett Wilson, Braxton Berrios, compared to Rashad Bateman, Devin Duvernay, DeMarcus Robinson, and now this 35-year-old Deshaun Jackson. I just don't get it. Like, Elijah, you were surrounded by a pretty good wide receiver room with Corey Davis, who is a first-round top 15 pick, Garrett Wilson, another first-round top 15 pick. So, like, you know, you're in a talented receiver room with a really good running back, a good defense with one of the best corners in the league, and he's only been in the league for half a year. Like, I think he should let this moment sink in, but right now he's more worried about targets than winning a game. And this is probably a good week for him to sit out, too, as Patrick Surtain would have been locking his ass up. But, yeah, give me the Jets on this one. Sorry to go on the Elijah Moore rant, but give me the Jets on this one. And, I don't know. I think the Broncos, they might keep it close with Brett Ripien starting, but I would not be surprised if the Broncos win this game. But give me the Jets on this one. I'm going to go 20-17. I'm not expecting much from this game at all.
No. Think it's going to suck and be low scoring. But give me the Broncos. I think their defense is going to pull through against the non-existent passing game of Zach. And I think, I'm pretty sure Brett Rippon is 1-0 as the quarterback for them, is he not? So I think he can pull off another Cooper Rush-esque like win. And for all we know, watch him put up better numbers than Russ. I mean, not that that's hard to do because his numbers haven't been that good. But, I mean, you got Sutton and Judy and Greg Dulich, your boy. And then you got Gordon and Latavius. So, I mean, I think he can throw for about 218 yards, two touchdowns, no picks. So, Broncos 16-6.
You mean Boone and Latavius?
Yeah, because Gordon got benched.
But he's supposed to start this week, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
This matchup, I'm a little bit actually excited about. The Texans play the Raiders. Both of these teams have one win, but, you know, clearly the Raiders are more talented. But I can see the Texans covering the spread this weekend. I see it at 7, but... I think Damian Pierce can have a really good game this week, and I hope he does. You know, Raiders, you know, they had a bye week last week. They looked decent against Kansas City. They just came up a little short, a couple of coaching decisions that may have had people scratching their head. The Raiders, you know, they blew a 20-point lead to the Cardinals. You know, they lost to the Broncos. They beat the Broncos, didn't they? Okay, and they lost to the
Chargers. Everybody else but the Broncos.
Yeah, but I think the Raiders win this one. I'll go with the final score of 27-23.
All right, yeah, give me the Raiders. Also, the thing about the Raiders is they're not even a bad team. I saw that they've lost all their games by less than a touchdown, so they've always been in the thick of it till the end. They just haven't been able to get that extra player or two to be able to get that edge to get the win. So they're not a bad team by, you know, by any means. They have good pieces. Jacobs is running hard. You got, even though Renfro's hurt, he'll be back. So you got Renfro. When Waller gets healthy, that's going to be tough. So Jacobs, Waller, Renfro, Devontae. So they have a good team. They got a good team on their hands, Vincent. So. Yeah. Give me the Raiders to get them some. So Raiders 23-21.
All right, we're gonna try to wrap this up before I leave you again.
Chargers, Hawks.
Chargers. Yeah, give me the Chargers on this one. The 5-point spread, they should be able to cover it, but we'll see. I'll go Chargers. I think this will be the highest scoring game of the week. I'm gonna go 33. I'm going to go 33-27.
Dang. Yeah, hopefully Keenan Allen comes back this week. That'll be a needed boost. Yeah, especially since they got a bye. But Josh Palmer already got ruled out. So I feel like they're really going to use Keenan Allen if he makes his way back into the lineup. Or else all you got is Mike Williams and just checking it down to Eckler. But, yeah, I think this game definitely has the potential to be really high scoring considering how bad Seattle's defense is and how good both offenses have been. I think Eckler can have a big game and Mike Williams both. So, and Kenneth Walker could also have a good game, and Metcalf and Lockett have been, you know, decently consistent. So, but give me the Chargers to win this one 31-26.
Yeah, let me just say I'm kind of disappointed that
Keenan Allen.
But Austin Eckler's odds to score a touchdown, I hate it.
What, it's like almost guaranteed?
It's -190. Like, I hate that shit.
Yeah, it's like they just know he's scoring.
Yeah, because he's been scoring so much this year. Chiefs played the 49ers. 49ers just acquired McCaffrey this week. I still think the Chiefs are going to win, but... I'll give the Chiefs this one. I'm gonna go 30. I'm gonna go 30-23.
Yeah, I think this is also another game to scoring game of the week, just because it's a Chiefs game, and the Niners, they just got McCaffrey. You still got Debo, Kittle's back. Ayuk scored 2 touchdowns. Chiefs, you know, you always got the red zone monster, Kelce. Juju, as long as you got Mahomes, you can make things happen. And if the Falcons can put up with almost 30, I can't remember if they put almost 30 up or actually 30 plus up on the Niners D or not, but the Chiefs are most definitely more than capable of doing it themselves. So give me Chiefs 33-26.
Yeah, Sunday night game, Sunday night snooze fest. The Steelers play the Dolphins. No, it won't be that bad. I think Tua's expected to come back. I really hope he ends up being okay this week. I think the Steelers cover the spread, but I think the Dolphins will narrowly win this game. I'll go with the Dolphins here. I'll go 24-20.
Yeah, give me Miami this game. Explosive combo, Waddle and Hill. I think it's going to have itself a field day against the Steelers' banged up secondary. And I think it's a good game for Tua to come back to with still no TJ Watt. TJ Watt's not back yet, is he?
No.
Yeah, but still no TJ Watt. No.
Minka's playing against his old team.
Who, Minka? Oh, yeah, Minka. Revenge game for Minka. So it'll definitely be interesting. Raheem's look like he's running well so far while he's still got both knees. So who knows how long that's going to stay. That's going to keep up for. And then the Steelers, Pickett, you know, he's definitely showing he can throw the ball downfield better than Trubisky can. So I like the element that the young kid's brought to the offense. He can run. He's got a strong arm. He pushes the ball down the field. So I wouldn't be surprised if there is quite some points. I think Hill's definitely going to have a big game, especially since he's playing me in one of my biggest leagues. So definitely I can see him going for over 100 yards and 2 TDs. But give me to Miami this game, 27-21.
All right. And then this game.
Your favorite game of the week.
Holy crap.
The Patriots.
The schedule makers need to get fired for having this as a Monday night game.
I don't know like, what they thought.
I wouldn't mind watching the Chiefs, Patriots, 49ers, Seahawks, Chargers Monday night.
I mean, I really don't mind watching the Patriots. It's just the Bears.
No, I hate watching the Patriots. So damn boring, man.
Well, they picked it up. I mean, Jacoby Myers, Hunter Henry. You love Ramondre.
Yeah, I like Ramondre Stevenson.
Yeah, see? So it's getting up there for you. Oh, and Devontae Parker.
Bailey Zappi, Mac Jones. They're all the same person to me, honestly. Am I wrong? Like...
Yeah, I mean, Zappi was playing pretty well. I think they ought to ride with him.
Yeah, they're zapping him up, huh?
Because I didn't know that he put up such good... I mean, even though, obviously, of course, it's college. But still, I mean, that's impressive for him to... Was it, you think you told me he threw, like, 60 touchdowns in one season?
He had some record-breaking stats. But the Patriots should win this one. If I had to bet my life on any of the games this week, it'd be this one. Bears is so nothing for me. Give me the Patriots. I'm going to go 30-10.
Yeah, Bears are atrocious this season. They're not doing anything to help Fields out in the passing attack. Just leave them. It literally got worse. I mean, you lost Allen Robinson and brought in, well, Equanimeous. Woohoo, Equanimeous and Dante Pettis. That's not going to get you anywhere. So, this the Bears, our GM is not managing that team very well. They need to get Fields some pieces so he can develop better as a quarterback, because every quarterback's going to needs some guys. You can't do it on your own. You cannot. Everybody can just make these practice squad guys into Pro Bowlers. So, yeah, the Bears offense, I expect them to get shut down against New England. I wouldn't be surprised if they didn't get more than 3 points, but I'll be nice and give them 6 points. So give me 27-6, New England.
Hey, all right, last thing. What do you think about an acquisition for the Ravens?
I think you guys are going to get one good play out of him, and that'll be it.
Yeah. I think he plays 4 games this year.
Wow, that's bold. I don't think he makes it past 2. I think he's going to, out of these 2 games, I think on the second game, he's going to catch a 53-yard touchdown and get injured on the play And then you guys won't see him anymore the rest of the season. That's what I think.
Yeah, I think this will be one of those days where he gets like a 60-yard touchdown, and then like he won't do anything for the rest of the day.
Because he and Watkins got to be the most injured receivers I've ever seen in my life.
I think you can put Will Fuller up there.
Wait, why isn't Will Fuller on the team?
I think he's been waiting to see what happens with Deshaun Watson.
Because, I mean, he did catch a touchdown like every game he played. I don't even count the Miami season because he was hardly on the field.
Yeah, and this is what I was talking about earlier this week. Like, if you're going to try to make a run for a deep threat guy, why the hell are you going for Deshaun Jackson when you can go for Will Fuller? Like, I'd rather have Will Fuller than – I'd rather have 28-year-old Will Fuller than 35-year-old Deshaun Jackson.
Yes, that's
– come on.
Yeah, man. Even though it was Peds, Will Fuller was killing it for me. I had him and Deshaun Watson in the fantasy that year. He was catching touchdowns like every game. Yeah. It's crazy.
Guy was like, a beast. I think I'm going to watch Will Fuller highlights after this. So.
Free Will Fuller. I'm going to look him up and see what he's doing.
Yeah,
but yeah, anything? I'll probably be there at like 12:30 tomorrow.
All right. Anything you want to talk about or ask? You know, I always leave the end of the show to you.
Just give me your. You probably have already said it, but we've gone. I'm dropping my phone. You probably already said it, but we've gone through so many games. I don't remember. What's your upset of the week?
My upset of the week. Let me go back and see if I picked any. I had the Giants winning, and they're technically an upset.
True. Very true. So
that's my only upset. I picked all favorites.
Nice. The only one I think I believe was Colts, actually. I think it was the Colts.
Yeah, and Colts are only 2.5-point dogs.
Yeah, so that's my...
All these favorites this week, like, they should freaking win. Like, the Packers should win. The Ravens should win. The freaking Bengals should win.
Watch the Falcons win. I'm not going to be surprised.
Yeah.
I'm not. I wouldn't be surprised if Seattle beat the Chargers, honestly.
I wouldn't either. They're both on the West Coast. The Chargers are vulnerable, man. They've had bad games this year.
Yeah, I thought their defense was going to be better.
Yeah. Well,
last one. Give me a Barkley stat line.
I'm going to go 21 attempts, 110 yards, and a touchdown.
Wow. All right,
That ain't bad.
Yeah, I can definitely see that. Yo, I want to see you do a guess the correct score of a game one time for FanDuel. You should try it.
No.
Oh.
Traquan did it for the Super Bowl and he won.
He won?
Yes.
How much did he win off of that?
He bet 5 to win 500.
Which Super Bowl was this?
This last year's Rams.
Oh, wow. Dang. And I'll do it for the Tampa game. It'll be fun. But yeah, but all right, Vincent, thanks again. Tampa against the Ravens Thursday. Yeah, you and I are going to do one.
What game are you excited about the most today? Mine is the Chiefs and 49ers, and then the second is Seahawks and Chargers.
Which one do I want? I'm going to go... Yeah, I'm going to go Bengals-Falcons... and Seahawks Chargers, just because I think those two are going to be the biggest, highest scoring games. And on the Bengals and Falcons game, I got T. Higgins going in fantasy, and I have him on a parlay, and I have Jamar on a parlay. So, and then the Seahawks and Chargers. I think I did something with Eckler on that, and I just think it's going to be a high scoring game. So, I'm looking forward to that.
All right, awesome.
Yeah, I think Eckler's going to score 3 touchdowns. Just want to put that in there.
Oh, interesting. All right, guys. Well, thank you. for listening. Carmen, thanks for joining the show again for the seventh week in a row, or sixth. But yeah, this has been some Moreland signing off here. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you, Carmen, for joining.
Well, yeah, anytime. We'll be back next week, guys. Same time. See y'all soon.